everybody. How you doing? Welcome to the show. It is another beautiful day. Isn't it beautiful? I can still see the sun is blazing out there. Beautiful day. It's starting to set my show. It's still bright. And by the time my show ends, it's still bright outside. That is a delight, I gotta say. The sun. I mean, who doesn't praise the sun? And if you're not praising the sun, why not? It's the sun. It's the reason we're all alive. Gives us energy. Gives the plants energy. And everything eats the plants. And whether or not you like it, you eat something that either eats the plants or you eat plants. Either way, it's all because of the sun. All right. Well, you were warned, Sammy. I'll put you in timeout. Anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hold on. We got, where is it? Hold on. Dan Smith, happy birthday. This spin is for you. I saw you in chat. Pre-show chat. I tend to hang out in chat for a little bit. And happy birthday. That is a spin specifically for you for your birthday. Also, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday. And the spin, you know, could be for the birthdays today. But of course, it is Dan's. So happy birthday. And yeah. Woo! We got a fun show today, I guess. I'm going to be complaining about some things. Gosh! Ugh. Well, first I'm going to make fun of some things. Then I'm going to complain about something. And then I'm going to talk about something very cool. All right? As you can see. So YouTube, they're not going to remove the dislike button. They're going to make it so you can't see how many people have disliked it. You can still dislike a video, but it means nothing. It'll show you that you disliked it. Cool. Yeah. I wonder why. I think I know exactly why, and I have examples. And we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna show you the different reasons. I think it gets quite obvious once you really get into it. All right. Then I want to talk about this frustrating duality, hypocrisy that is the media. I've talked about it all the time, but it just keeps happening over and over and over again. And I'm so sick of it. So I got to call it out. I keep seeing it. I'm going to keep calling it out. And then I have an article from the Daily Wire to sum it up. And it's refreshing. And I'm going to read it to you. And I want to see if anyone actually, if you can tell what I'm talking about, why it's refreshing, okay? And that's at the end of that segment. So we'll wait for that. Okay, then we're going to talk about the moon Enceladus, which is very cool. Cassini actually saw that there was geysers spouting from this moon. So we knew that there was water on it. And it turns out it's salty and there's underwater currents. And there's some other cool things that I've noticed from the information that I've gathered from the articles. So I'm going to bring some other stuff about Earth that kind of surprised humans in the 70s when we discovered thermal vents, hydrothermal vents underneath at the very bottom of the ocean. It was like a 400 degree swing of temperature too between like what the water was and then the water outside of these hydrothermal vents. Very cool stuff. But when you really bring them together, it's kind of fun to think about. So we're going to talk about that. I want to give a shout out to my sister. All right, not many people know about my family. I got three sisters. They're all fantastic. And my older sister, I only have one older sister. She's the eldest. She started a Krigler Coffee Instagram. Now, I've obviously been slacking, so thank you, Chelsea. She started this for me, and she's like, I'll run it. I'm having a good time. So please do me a favor. Go follow Krigler Coffee on Instagram. And what I think we're going to do is start a hashtag Krigler Coffee. Whenever you get a Krigler Coffee anything, any order, if you're posting a picture of it, if you're commenting on something, hashtag Krigler Coffee. We're going to be looking at that hashtag. We're going to be reposting stuff on our Instagram. So whenever you do it, I see you guys constantly doing it. And I thank you so much. A lot of people are out there giving me all sorts of incredible, you know, just encouragement and ordering the coffee, telling me how good it is. So thank you for that. If you've ordered coffee or mugs, the mugs are really cool. I got one sitting behind me. I really like them a lot. I'm afraid to use it because I love how pristine it is, but it feels so good. So thank you very much, Chels, and anyone who wants to, of course, it's funny, she's calling me right now, but I'm not going to answer. It's not FaceTime. It's not as fun, you know. But anyway, thank you, Chelsea. I do appreciate that. So definitely check it out. And then we got, of course, the coffee company. If you want to order some of the coffee, which is simple, kriglercoffee.com, and we have a few different blends you can try. But then also, here's my P.O. box that you can send me stuff, or a self-addressed stamped envelope, which I will send you stickers. Well, a sticker, no promises for multiples, but it's P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. And I thank you for everyone who's sent me. I've got some really cool things that have been gathering around in my office here. It's very, very great. Even the Beanie Buddha might be my favorite here. Or actually, I don't know, the Atomcast board. This was sent to me last April. So almost a year ago, someone sent me this from the first Atomcast I did when I took over the Timcast show. I almost forgot the name of the show. My goodness. All right, let's get into our segments for the day, shall we? Okay, first we're going to talk about YouTube. I like YouTube. YouTube's great. I think this is a bad mistake. I think they're catering to people who are... Well, we'll read. Check this out. This is from YouTube today. In response to creator feedback around well-being and targeted dislike campaigns... Okay, let's put a pin in that. Targeted dislike campaigns. Who? Who's being targeted by dislike campaigns? Okay, I know the answer to that, and I'm gonna show you who it is. Let's finish what they're saying. We're testing a few new designs that don't show the public dislike count. If you're part of this small experiment, you might spot one of these designs in the coming weeks. Example below. Look at that. So it shows the like, but not the dislike. Huh. They continue, creators, you'll still be able to see the exact number of likes and dislikes in the YouTube studio. For viewers, you're in the experiment. You can still like or dislike a video to share feedback with creators and help tune the recommendations you see on YouTube. I see. We got Quarter Black Garrett. Everyone disliked that. Here's me. I said, show me where the internet hurt you. Heels versus Babyface. Remember how this worked out for Netflix and Rotten Tomatoes? Oh, wait. Yeah. Quartering, please do not hide my dislikes. They are far more valuable than likes for a myriad of reasons. And of course, that's part of his day job. He is an analytics internet master. Here's Nerdrotic. No one wants this. Dislikes are helpful for a great many things, and this is what puts YouTube above all others. By all means, keep making decisions without asking a broad cross-section of creators. How about making it our choice if you care so much for our well-being? That's a good point. Make it so that you can choose whether or not you could see it on your own custom YouTube environment. Like when I go to a page, I want to see the dislike ratio. Because sometimes they do get ratioed. Shout out to Patriot J because he, of course, it's perfect. He summed it up very nicely. Gee, I wonder why YouTube is trying to get rid of the dislike feature. And look at this. President Joe Biden arrives at the White House. 19,000 dislikes to 6,000 likes. Press briefing by Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Almost 3,000 dislikes and only 200 likes. Another one, 4,800 dislikes to 400 likes. 4,000 dislikes. It's interesting. See, now I want to go back to the original tweet. Targeted dislike campaigns. So they're saying it's targeted. And I got to tell you, YouTube, you're wrong. See, the people that are political, the people that are aware, that pay attention, that watch the press secretary speak, that pay attention to the White House and what's going on there, they're watching. They've been watching. They started watching last year. A lot of people have been watching for their entire lives. I personally started watching last year. I dislike those videos. I don't like what they're saying. I don't like how the press secretary acts like she's trying to convince us of lies. That's what it sounds like. It's consistent. I'm trying to convince you of a lie. I could spot that away. I could smell it on people. All right? Everyone's like, well, Kayleigh McEnany had binders. Why does Biden need binders? Well, Kayleigh McEnany was bombarded nonstop by you, media. You did that. She was prepared with facts. She was dropping facts. Not, well, Major Biden is part of the family, so nothing's going to happen to him, even though he's been biting people nonstop. I'll tell you what. If you know a dog's behavior, it says a lot more about their owner than it does about the dog. Just saying. I'm not going to talk about that subject, but I'm just saying. This is nuts. Yeah. There's so many examples of this. Let me see where the other ones. Oh my gosh, it's nuts. I think someone posted it on my tweet somewhere. Of course, it's probably hidden. No? Oh man, it's disappeared. There was one video that had like 6,000 dislikes. I was shocked by it. Like, wow. I don't remember which video it was. Wow, they got rid of... So look, this is weird, even still. So look, 24 comments. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 comments. So I only see 6. There's supposed to be 24 there. There was a comment on this video that showed what I was trying to reference just now. Maybe I should have pulled it up. Well, they're not showing me everything. Yeah, because why? I don't follow the narrative. I'm not telling you to take the vaccine. I'm not telling you I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just giving you my opinion on things. And I'll tell you what, I like the dislike button. I think the dislike button makes sense. It shows you that people are pissed off about the situation. Rightly so. They have every right to be pissed off. That's what I think. But no, they're pushing conservatives out of the way. If you don't follow the narrative, they don't show you all of the comments. They hide stuff. I know that my channel, people tell me all the time that I didn't get to the notification. You don't think YouTube's got the notification system figured out by now? What is it, some new company that's still getting the kinks worked out? No, they know exactly what they're doing. They don't want people showing up for my show to hear what I have to say because I counter the narrative that they're trying to push forward. And I proudly keep saying it. I don't care. Yeah, someone said, I've seen 70,000 dislikes on some of the Democratic videos. That's exactly what I'm referring to. Someone posted something. It was like an insane amount of dislikes. They ratio themselves constantly. And it's a targeted campaign. No, it's not. It's people that pay attention and are pissed off and dislike the video. You're saying it's targeted. You're saying it's hate. No, it's targeted. Well, then, well, how is it not targeting? This is from Eliza. Shout out to Eliza. If you don't know her, she's a fantastic activist. She's finally getting her podcast set up. Side note, I'm just very excited about that. She sent me this today. The real Daily Wire journalist who wrote this piece has been completely locked out of her Twitter account. She used the word deranged in September. And she actually, I believe she has, this is from her, Amanda Presto. Look how deranged you are, she says. You're mad a journalist is reporting on an innocent man having his business torched. Yeah, he should ignore this poor guy so your precious narrative penetrates. Yep. So they're getting rid of the dislike button. They're getting rid of conservative voices. Anything that goes against their narrative. Why am I still here? Why am I still here? I'm going to keep fighting. I'll go down on this ship. I don't care. It's worth it. It's worth fighting. I have a platform. I have people that show up for me here. You know, if it happens. But until then, I'm going to stand strong. I have integrity. I like it. I like having integrity. I like keeping my integrity. It means a lot to me. It's part of the reason why no one knows what happened over there. You know, because that's just not the person I am. I move forward. If it happens to me, it happens to me. So be it, right? But they are being more and more blatant with this. You don't think the White House called YouTube and said, hey, you better check this dislike button thing. Figure it out. We don't care. Figure it out, because this is embarrassing us and we don't like it anymore. Make a change, YouTube. And guess what they did? They bowed to them. They said, all right, White House. All right, powers that be. We'll get rid of the dislike button and make a claim like we're doing everyone a favor. Like it's for the community. It's in response to creator feedback and around well-being. Whose well-being? Not the community's. Not creators. You got all sorts of creators saying, no. Look, there's Eric July. Not interested. This is effing stupid. I can't tend to agree. It's ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, it makes perfect sense, right? Who am I kidding? It's ridiculous. They're getting rid of anyone that has a counter narrative to bring to the people with someone, you know, other people to listen to you, right? If you have a platform that people listen to you, oh man, watch out. I could hold up a mirror right now because I'm talking to myself as well. But whatever. It keeps happening. All right, let's keep moving. I'm done with that. It's done with that ridiculousness. Into more ridiculousness. Oh, gosh, this story. How do I even start this? Hold on. I'm gonna bring this forward. Okay. I'm gonna start with this. The Tale of Two Headlines. I'm so sick of the race thing, all right? And I don't even like reading this. White man kills Asian woman. White supremacy haunting Asian Americans. Race, race, race. Two black girls kill an Asian Muslim man. The girls assaulted Uber Eats driver, which led an accident where he was fatally injured. It's ridiculous. This tweet from CNN got blasted. Rightly so. Because it's so sick that their narrative is so one-sided. It's so obvious. If you pay attention at all, which most people don't. Most people aren't paying attention. Most people are busy working or dealing with relationship drama or trying to survive on this planet, which is tough. Living. Life sucks sometimes. It does. It's not easy. Most people can't handle this stuff. Because it's dramatic and they push it down your throat that it's like the worst thing in the world. But it's double-sided. Honestly, it's ridiculous. And then we have this whole white supremacy thing, right? It's from Matt Walsh here. Almost every video of an anti-Asian assault has one thing in common. It's not a white person doing it. I agree. You know who's doing it? I'm sorry, I have to swear here. Assholes. I'm sorry. But that's who's doing it. I don't care what race they are. Because I've seen different races doing it. Doesn't matter. They're people that are terrible people. All right? That are going to a lower freaking mind state to attack others out of hate. I don't care what race they are. Period. Okay? That's what people need to be focused on, not race. They're racists, sure, absolutely. They're choosing to attack someone based on race. Okay, that person's a racist. It should read, racist man attacks this person. Take the race off the freaking beginning of that. Wrong adjective. Racist person attacks specific race. Sure, I'll accept that. Because that's the truth of the matter. I'm not going to show this video that Matt Walsh was showing because it's terrible. It's a vicious attack. And then there's another attack on the subway. Andy Ngo posted this. And now the NYPD is looking for this. The New York subway system is nuts. I almost got slashed by a razor, okay? And I'm not going to tell you this man's race, but he was racist. A racist man walked up to me and stood on my shoe. I was wearing brand new sneakers, okay? They were like really clean and white. He looked me right in the eye and stood on my, like stepped all slow on my shoe with dirt on his mud. And he was looking at me. He's like, what are you going to do, white boy? And I looked in his hand. I was sitting and he was standing. And he had a razor blade in his hand. And I was like, are you going to cut me because I'm wearing new shoes? And he's like, what are you going to do? And I just said nothing. And then he got off the train. But my heart was racing. And you know what? He was a racist. Doesn't matter what color skin he was. He was simply being racist because I was white, a white person wearing new shoes. Okay? Does that mean I'm going to like anyone who shares his skin color, I'm going to now say all of them are, they must all be racist. No, I've experienced racism too. Who cares? It doesn't mean that I'm going to equate it to everyone else. It's ridiculous. This stuff happens. And guess what? They're just simply racists. Yeah, racists exist. I agree. I believe that.
A division of the New York Police Department.
Gosh. So that story that I started with. All right. The one that I started. This one. CNN reported on it. CNN, of course, had the double standard there. So the DC mayor. Read this. This is the article I was referencing earlier. Check this out. DC Mayor Bowser yanks tweet calling carjacking crime of opportunity after furious backlash. Rightly so. Washington, DC Mayor Muriel Bowser deleted a tweet advising district residents how to avoid auto thefts after it was met with intense backlash and accusation that its timing was tone deaf. Quote, auto theft is a crime of opportunity. Follow these steps to reduce the risk of your vehicle becoming a target. Remember the motto, hashtag protect your auto, Bowser wrote in a since-deleted tweet, which offered viewers tips for ensuring their car won't be targeted by criminals. Some claim the timing of Bowser's tweet was in poor taste, given the multiple carjackings that took place in the district last week. Mohammed Anwar, a 66-year-old Uber Eats driver, was fatally flung from his vehicle last Tuesday after two teenage girls, aged 13 and 15, flipped it while allegedly attempting to steal it. Graphic video of the incident went viral. Two teenage boys, aged 13 and 14, were arrested in another carjacking incident last Thursday. As the Daily Wire reported of Anwar's death, and then it's written here, basically the details of it. They used a stun gun against him and stole his car before causing it to flip. And the video is very, very hard to watch. Incidents of the carjacking have skyrocketed in Washington, D.C. during the past year, with rates more than doubling in 2020 compared to 2019. Homicides have also reached a 15-year high in the nation's capital, for which Bowser is lobbying hard to become a state. As the Washingtonian reported last December, following the shooting death of a one-year-old, 187 people have been killed in D.C. this year, making the city's homicide count the highest it's been since 2005. The most recent death was last night's fatal shooting of a one-year-old boy near the Prince George County's border after someone opened fire on a car occupied by the child. That means there's already been a 20% increase in homicides in D.C. The year isn't even over yet. While overall crime is down 18%, mostly due to reductions in sex abuse and general theft, numbers from some other violations have risen. Assault from a dangerous weapon is up 5%, and motor vehicle theft has jumped 47%. Okay. What do you notice from that article? What do you notice from that article? What is it? I'll tell you right away. They didn't mention race one time. One time. Now, people will say, well, technically, the CNN article didn't, they weren't, okay, yeah, but they murdered the man. They were stealing his car and killed him. Fatally injured? They killed the man. And then they're allowed to post white supremacy and hate are haunting Asian Americans. No, it's not. It's racism. And guess what? Anyone can be a racist. I don't care what color skin you are. If you're judging other people based on their skin, you're a racist. Period. That's it. That's what a racist is. You're judging others based on, I'm sure there's other things other than just skin. But in these instances, that's what they're basing it on. It's ridiculous. So the Daily Wire comes out. This is a well-written article. It's the truth. It's exactly what happened. It's not entering race into the situation. I appreciate that. That's what I want to see. Right? That's what we need. Morgan Freeman, in a famous interview, said, look, how do we deal with racism? And he goes, you stop calling me a black man, I'll stop calling you a white man. Good. That's it. Right. There's one race, humans. Human race. That's it. We're all human beings. We all have emotional problems. We all have stuff to deal with. Right? Period. I don't know how many times I got to say this. I'm going to have to keep saying it. It's ridiculous. God. I'm so over this conversation. People just want to keep being angry. Why do people like being angry? Do you like being angry? I don't want to be angry. Life sucks when you're angry. Life is so much better when you're happy and positive. Right? Someone asked me yesterday on stream. I was streaming. Someone asked, if you were to give someone or give the world advice, what would it be? And I thought about it for a while. And I came up with this. Don't let yourself be a victim, right? Because being a victim, and there are victims out there, absolutely. There's crimes, there's sexual abuse, there's many, many ways to become a victim, okay? But that's an outside source making you a victim, which is, it sucks, always, rightly so. But there's a point in which you make yourself a victim. And right now, the news, the Democrats, they're weaponizing victimhood. They're convincing people you're a victim. And then they're going, yeah, I'm a victim. That's them making themselves victims. So my advice is don't let yourself become a victim. Don't be a victim. All right? If you're allowing yourself to be a victim, that's because someone victimized you, or someone told you that someone victimized you, or you told yourself that someone victimized you, and you stayed there. You didn't do anything to fight out of that hole, okay? Don't victimize yourself, okay? It'll happen from other people, and that sucks. Prepare for that, okay? Don't victimize yourself. All right, I'm moving on. Let's talk about science, something cool, space. I love this. This is what I want to talk about, right? Man, I'm going to spin the UFO because I need a break from that. It's exhausting. All right, there we go. How you all doing today? I hope you guys have had a wonderful day. All right. I'm sorry, dude. You need to be you need to chill out. All right. Let's talk about Enceladus. All right, this is very cool. This is a moon that we've been eyeing. All right, we've been looking at this moon for some time. Here's one of the things that kind of started it, right? Science discovered 101 geysers on Enceladus. A team of US researchers using data from NASA's Cassini spacecraft have discovered 101 active geysers erupting from Enceladus, the sixth largest moon of Saturn. Saturn is actually the first planet that I viewed in my own eyes. When I was living in New York City, I lived there for 12 years, and in Central Park, every Saturday night during the summer times, if you live in New York, you should definitely check us out. I don't remember exactly where it is, but it's somewhere in the middle. I want to say around 80th Street on the east side of the park. There's a smallish meadow that this crew sets up telescopes. like serious telescopes. They are dope telescopes. And one night it was very clear when I was there, and Saturn was there, and they were, everyone was like, oh, Saturn, you check us out. And I looked through the telescope and I saw Saturn, and it was incredible. It was pretty awe-inspiring to see Saturn with my own eyes. Like, that's Saturn. That's the planet. I could see the rings. It was really something to see. Anyway, back to the story. After the first sighting of geysers on Enceladus in 2005, planetary scientists suspected that repeated flexing of the moon by Saturn's tides as the moon orbits the planet had something to do with their behavior. One suggestion included the back-and-forth rubbing of opposing walls on the fractures generated frictional heat that turned ice into geyser-forming vapor and liquid. Alternate views held that the opening and closing of the fractures allowed water vapor from below to reach the surface. To determine the surface locations of the geysers, University of California and Space Science Institute scientists employed the same process of triangulation used historically to survey geological formation or features on Earth, such as mountains. When they compared the geysers' locations with map of thermal emission, it became apparent the greatest geyser activity coincided with the greatest thermal radiation. Comparisons between the geysers and tidal stresses revealed similar connections. However, these correlations alone were insufficient to answer the question, what produces what? The answer came from comparison of the survey results with high-resolution Cassini VIMS data. The individual geysers were found to coincide with small-scale hotspots, only a few tens of meters across, which were too small to be produced by frictional heating, but the right size to be result of condensation of vapor on the near-surface walls of the fractures. This immediately implicated the hotspots as signature of geysering process. Once they had these results in hand, we knew right away heat was not causing the geysers, but vice versa. It also told us the geysers were not near-surface phenomenon. They have much deeper roots, says Carol Porco of the Space Science Institute in Boulder, Colorado, which is the lead author in the paper published in the Astronomical Journal. Okay, so that's the geysers. Okay, and that was from 2005 where they were doing this study. This came out in 2014. Now, this article came out today. Check this out. So now we found out that there is a subsurface ocean that has currents. Now, we knew about the ocean, but we didn't know that it had currents. So check this out. All right. Well, it's a theory. The novel theory proposed by planetary scientists from Caltech and NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory challenges the current thinking that the saltwater global ocean of Enceladus, the sixth largest moon of Saturn, is homogeneous. Let's see here. In 2014, this is what I was talking about, Cassini spacecraft discovered evidence of a large subsurface ocean on Enceladus and sampled water from geyser-like eruptions that occurred through fissures in the ice at the South Pole. It is one of few locations in the solar system with liquid water, making it a target of interest for astrobiologists searching for signs of life. The ocean on Enceladus is almost entirely unlike Earth's. Almost. Earth's ocean is relatively shallow, covering three-quarters of the planet's surface, is warmer at the top from the sun's rays and colder at the depths near the sea floor, and has currents that are affected by wind. Enceladus, meanwhile, appears to have a globe-spanning and completely subsurface ocean that is at least 30 kilometers deep and is cooled at the top near the ice shell and warmed at the bottom by heat from the moon's core. Despite their differences, Caltech graduate student Anna Lobo and colleagues suggest that the Enceladus ocean has currents akin to those on Earth. And here's a really cool image with a slice cut out of it where you can see the ice outer shell with actually the fractures and the geysers coming out, and then the subsurface ocean there. Very cool. The oceans of Enceladus and Earth share one important characteristic, and this is huge. They are salty, okay? And as shown by the team, variations in salinity could serve as drivers of the ocean circulation on Enceladus. much as they do in Earth's southern ocean. Now, I'm going to come back to this image in a little bit. Gravitational measurements and heat circulations, or excuse me, calculations from Cassini had already revealed that the ice shell is thinner at the poles and than at the equator, said Professor Andrew Thompson, a researcher in the Division of Geological and Planetary Sciences at Caltech. Regions of thin ice at the poles are likely associated with melting, and regions of thick ice at the equator with freezing. This affects the ocean currents because when salty water freezes, it releases the salt and makes the surrounding water heavier, causing it to sink. The opposite happens in regions of melt. Knowing the distribution of ice allows us to place constraints on circulation patterns also. Lobo said. The team's computer model suggests that the regions of freezing and melting identified by the ice structure would be connected by the ocean currents. This would create a pole-to-equator circulation that influences the distribution of heat and nutrients. Nutrients. I'm going to come back to that in a second also. Understanding which regions of the subsurface ocean might be the most hospitable to life as we know it, it could one day inform efforts to search for signs of life, Professor Thompson said. Now, that is the key here. I'm going to open this image to zoom in on something. Check. This is what I can't get over. Come on, let me over there. And slowly moving to that. What do you see there? Those are vents, right? Where's that heat coming from? Well, they already said, or what they're alluding to, that it would be the planet's core. Well, where do we see something like that on Earth? It is the deep hydrothermal vents. Okay, you can kind of see it here. I'm not going to play the video, but you could see these deep vents, but I'm going to read about it. Okay, in 1977, scientists exploring the Galapagos Ridge along the Mid-Ocean Ridge in the East Pacific noticed a series of temperature spikes in their data. They wondered how deep ocean temperatures could change so drastically, from near freezing to 400 degrees Celsius, which is 750 Fahrenheit. Crazy. In such a short distance, the scientists had made a fascinating discovery. Deep sea hydrothermal vents. They also realized that an entirely unique ecosystem, including hundreds of new species, existed around the vents. Despite the extreme temperatures and pressures, toxic minerals, and the lack of sunlight that characterized the deep sea vent ecosystem, the species living there were thriving. Scientists later realized that bacteria were converting the toxic vent minerals into usable forms of energy through a process called chemosynthesis, that's probably it, providing food for other vent organisms. Okay, now knowing that, I'm going back to this. So we have already seen on our own planet, okay, that there can be a thriving ecosystem with no sunlight, or very, very little sunlight. Sunlight passes through... can pass through ice. I don't know if there's sunlight under there, but they could get nutrients. That those currents are pushing nutrients around. For all I see from looking at this, that's a large ocean of moving around that, you know, with heat coming from the inside and a salinated ocean. I think there's life there. I think there's life on Enceladus. And I think it's really cool. I think it's very exciting. I don't know what kind of life it is. It might be some alien space shrimp, right? I mean, it would be alien, right? Alien is a life that is not of Earth. I think so. It's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about it. So I will be paying close attention to all the research that is coming from Caltech. Seems to be doing a lot of the research there. Very, very cool stuff. Anyway, so let's get into some super chats. Thank you all for hanging out tonight. I appreciate you all. Let's get some spinning going on, right? Yeah, praise the sun. I see you out there. What up, chat? How you doing, chat? Man, you are the best. Appreciate you guys. If you haven't gone over to Instagram yet to smash follow on Krigler Coffee, please do. We've got a new Instagram. We're going to try to blow it up. Let's see if anyone's gone and followed it since I loaded the page. Nice. We got a couple more followers. Thank you so much. Go follow Krigler Coffee. My sister is running the page for me. I'm really excited about it. Yeah, Space Prawn. I don't know why shrimp was the first thing that popped into my head. Can you imagine like 15-foot shrimps that live down there? It's like they're like communicating, talking like, you think there's life on other planets? And they're like, I don't know, I'm just shrimping it up down here. Oh my goodness. Mark G says, praise the sun. I like it. Jolly cooperation. Praise it. Robert Wilde says, gonna have to order a 2-pound bag of coffee next time. My sis and dad love your coffee. They're going through it fast, but my sis is going on a trip, so after she gets back, be blessed. Adam, thank you so much, Robert Wiles. Very nice. I appreciate that. Yeah, and if you post anything, hashtag Krigler Coffee, so that I can click on it and repost the stuff on my Instagram account. Thank you so much. Mark Robertshaw says, do words break your bones? Then you need Krigler Coffee. Tough blend made with premium quality coffee beans and a pinch of concrete to harden you up. Krigler Coffee does not actually harden you up. Disclaimer. Krigler Coffee does not actually harden your bones. You must have a strengthening of your mind for that. Krigler Coffee cannot help with strengthening your mind, or can it? Gerald Armstrong says, Adam, retiring from the military in 10 days. I can't wait to get away from all the woke stuff, but I'm going to Penn State in the fall. They can't brainwash me. Well, good for you. I hope you don't have to deal with it. And first and foremost, and only, thank you for your service, Gerald. I appreciate that a lot. People don't give enough credit. Adam's three sisters say, we be all about that Krigler coffee. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. If you tried it, then you know the truth. Alex VG says, hey, Adam, hope you can find some time to look into Salvador Cesar Pius and his patents. He has invented some very interesting technology, some of which I now believe is behind the Tic Tac UFOs. Really? Okay. Give me a second. I'm going to check that out after the show. Jacob Howard says, I am the 100th like. In case you were wondering, that was me. Thank you, Jacob. I appreciate that for your 100th like. I appreciate that. And if you haven't smashed the like button right now, please do. Please smash that like button. Or subscribe. Or share this video. Sharing definitely helps. You know, it gets more people to view my channel. Spreading the Krigler message far and wide. I do appreciate that very greatly. Thank you all. Kasperius says, maybe your sister is calling you during the show because she wants to be on it. By the way, the next dice roll is a 5. I gets my shout out now. All right, well, I will roll the die. If you super chat me to roll the die, I will roll the die. I'm just making that a statement right now because I just rolled it. It's not a 5. I'm sorry you didn't win there. But I did roll. I did roll. So I'm going to be watching the... Thank you, Austin, said I am the 1,000th like. Very nice. Smash that like button. But I got the dice. It's on the table. The number is down. 1 through 20, whatever you want to guess. Guess it. Winner gets absolutely nothing. Bernstein Wolf says, first super chat. Love your stuff, brother. Miss you on Timcast IRL. Well, thank you very much, Wolf. I appreciate that. That was very kind of you to say. I missed me on that show as well. We had such a good flow. All right. T-Hawk. Congratulations, it is 1. It's the first time I've actually rolled a 1, and T-Hawk is the first person to guess 1. Congratulations, you won absolutely nothing. Robert Wilde says, I just followed you on Instagram. Next time I get a pic of your coffee, I'll put it in there too, and next time I will mail you something. I'll make sure to send it your way. Mail me a sticker for my niece. She loves them. Right on, Robert. Yeah, thank you. Patriot J says, I'll come back on, but we must discuss my farts. That is, of course, the fake Patriot, but I would love to have Patriot J back on the show, by the way. I would love to have him on. He's hilarious. Hydro says, the human race is fixed, not to prevent the strong from winning, but to prevent the weak from losing. Earl Nightingale. Yeah, we gotta make humans strong again. Not by killing the weak, but by figure something out, because we are getting weaker and weaker. It's ridiculous. Mark Robichaud says, nothing better than some good old integrity. I agree. Gotta love some good, solid integrity. If you got your integrity, you're good. The Black Blade, hello, sir, says, keep your platform for as long as possible, and we'll be right here with you. Thank you very much, Black Blade. I appreciate you, sir. The TRM, thank you for that super chat. A $20 sticker saying, you are amazing. Well, thank you. You are amazing. All of you. Not just TRM, but all of you for showing up for me and hanging out. Angry Bellsprout says, was late yesterday. During Gamergate, Jeremy was annoying drama queen, but seeing him on Tim and your shows, looks like he grew up and deserves another shot. Oh, good. I didn't know him during Gamergate. I've become relatively more versed in the YouTube world as of late. I've been integrated as far as the last year is going. So, yeah. Jonathan says, update, Amelia is struggling to keep food down, but she's walking around and using the problem. It's possible for us to leave tomorrow. Yes. Nice. That's awesome. Jonathan said, also, I showed Amelia's mother your shout out last night. She nearly started crying. Thanks, everyone, for the support. It's extremely emotional. I can't imagine. I don't have children of my own, Jonathan, but I have many siblings with kids. I have 40, probably 50 cousins now. I don't even know how many cousins and second cousins I have. It's insane. So I've been around kids, and I know how devastating that would feel. So it's so amazing to hear that she's up and walking around now, Jonathan. That's great news. Angry Bellsprout says, it's always white communists ruining Austin. Austin hasn't been weird in a decade. It's now keep Austin corporate and PC. Eastside car shows are really loud and really Mexican. Guess what offended Karen? Work in Austin, live 1 hour away. Yeah, she lived in Chicago. She wasn't even there full time. She just went to try to relax. It's like, you chose the wrong area, Karen. Karen Weaver from Chicago. Mark Robichaud says, some people run on pure emotions like jealousy. True. That's true. And anger. Remember, anger, you have to remind yourself, I think every like 90 seconds to be angry, because anger doesn't last. It fades very quickly. So people who are angry have to maintain that anger and have to keep talking about anger. Happiness lasts so much better. It's so much better for your demeanor and your psyche, man. Steven says, MLK Jr. is spinning in his grave so fast that we can attach a turbine generator to his body and power the world. Anti-racism is just plain old racism. Yeah, racism's racism, period. Period. You don't get to pick and choose depending on what color skin you are. Anyone could be a racist, period. Hydro says, people like you saying you see racism don't matter the skin color but won't call out the ones who are being the most racist is not going to help things. What? Won't call out the ones being the most racist? Who? What are you talking about, Hydro? You can't make a blank statement like that and not explain it, because that doesn't make any sense. I'm calling out the people who are being racist. Who did I not call out? I was literally calling out all of those people for being racist. And you make no sense sometimes, Hydro. Mark Robichaud says, wow, what happened in 2020 to make all this crime? Yeah. Uh-huh. Antifa, maybe? Storming around the country? Yeah, it was, by the way. That's what it was. Mark Robichaud says, self-assault is also through the roof, but you're right. I know. Exactly. Suicide numbers are going through the roof. It's nuts. Santa's Balls says, please try to look up the auto key card case. ATF is destroying a man for selling a picture. The first and second are at stake. CRS Firearms has the skinny. Wow. That's crazy. Socialism is for figs, says, if the news just said racist did this, then people would assume it is white. And then this is due to the media only mentioning white supremes. So you are wrong. The media needs to bring a balance first by getting rid of race. Okay, yeah, I guess, but I don't like stooping to people's levels. I like showing and setting precedent. I don't follow by example. I lead and do, okay? And that's what we should do, all right? If we just, we start going the other way, then it starts a back and forth, tit for tat, and that's an eye for an eye, right? Make the world blind. I mean, where does it end? When will it end? If that's the case, it won't ever end. I want it to end. I want the race conversation to end because they're racist, okay? So start calling anyone who's a racist, racist, period. Done. Mark Robichaud says, I am a victim of my own success. Oh, snap! And thank you for all your super chats, Mark. I like you, that you're successful also. Not a serial killer says, love what you do here, man. Been here since the beginning. Please shout out my man's comic, Take the Monkey and Run, on Kickstarter. Hardworking dude supporting his family. Well, that sounds great. Let's check this out together, shall we, everyone? Let's do this. Take the Money and Run Kickstarter. Where's Kickstarter? Come on. What? No. Hold on. Let me do Kickstarter. Take the Money and Run Kickstarter. Check this out, everybody. This is Take the Money and Run Kickstarter. All right. I like the art. I wish I could see more. Oh, here we go. Nice. Cool. Take the Monkey and Run. He's literally taking the monkey and running. Whoa. Something to do with some devil. Devil's chasing him. He loses the monkey. Oh, no. They've taken the monkey and ran. Nice. It looks cool, man. Oh, man, geez, that took us a turn to something different. All right, well, there's the shout out right on. Go check it out if you want to see more. Mark Robichaud, I just lost the super chat. Where do we go? There we go. Mark G is a great Mark. All Marks agree. All right, well, that was a nice. I'm liking the camaraderie that my chat has. You guys are fantastic. The Black Blade says, check out Saturn's North Pole and the storm that circulates there in a hexagon pattern. Pretty strange, dude. I know. I've seen it. I actually just recently posted on Twitter a very close-up imagery of it that they have. It's very cool. Let's see here. Socialism is for figs, says, sorry, misspelling. The media must first bring a balance of all races before getting rid of all races, or they will just assume it's white supremes. Who's they, though? The people who consume the mainstream media? I mean, it's a problem. Yeah, okay, well, I'm just so sick of that conversation, you know? Dion says, I'm working as an animation where you are going to skate on orbital rings of Saturn. How do you like that? Hope it's finished in early August. That sounds dope, Dion. Dion, that is cool. How do I like it? How do I like the sound of that? I love the sound of that. Well, I'm going to be skating on the orbital rings of Saturn? Dion, I am super hyped on that. I hope it's finished by early June. But take your time. That sounds fantastic. Very cool. Very, very cool. Let's see. Mark Robichaud says, moon ice fishing anyone? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe that might be a I don't know. Who knows? Doctor says, oh, the irony. Dems are pushing for a vaccine passport to be able to access governmental properties and functions. I think that would encompass voting locations. So in essence, they created voter ID laws because the passport has to have identifiers. Oh my gosh, it's so ridiculous. Tyler B says, life near our ocean vents could easily translate to life on Saturn's moon. And holy crap, is that super amazing and exciting. Spin the UFO for moon aliens. I know. Now, by the way, I'm not a scientist, so I made that connection myself. But I mean, doesn't it make sense? Right? I mean, look at what we got down there. It's like they're surviving from the energy of the vents. That's where they're getting, the bacteria is converting it into energy. So that's what we could technically have over inside. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I'm just saying. It's pretty cool. George says, I don't know what kind of life would be in that environment, but it would likely be on par with Ian Crossland, for better or worse. Aliens. Aliens. Alicia said, today is my birthday. Thanks for the blanket. Happy birthday in the beginning. Well, now, Alicia, you get a direct happy birthday. Happy birthday. And this spin is for you. There we are. Very nice. Happy birthday. Blackmail Bear says, explain this, and then you have, it says it's a link to say something about the Challenger crew found alive and well 30 years after the disaster. I know about this conspiracy theory. I've seen the cross comparisons. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if I believe it. I don't know. It's kind of tough. Let's see. Jeremy Powell says, wait, if we reverse synthesis of chemosynthesis, can we then cure cancer? I have no idea. No idea at all. Sorry. Harrison Gray, how best to invest your stimulus check? Game stock and Krigler coffee. I like it. Craig Mata, where's the Krigler coffee merch? Roll it, calling it a 12. I will do that, sir. All right, it's not a 12, I'll tell you that. And where is the merch? Well, we only have one thing currently, and that is this fresh coffee mug made in America for only $17.76, a very patriotic number. And we also, well, technically also have a sticker that you can get, and so that's pretty cool. But I have delicious coffee. They're very delicious. All right, so the dice has been rolled. You guys know the deal. I will be looking for those numbers. Corey Steinfeld says, Elon Musk donated $20 million to Cameron County and $10 million to the county of Brownsville and has encouraged people to work for SpaceX. People here are ecstatic. That's fantastic. Elon Musk, man. Dude, that's awesome. That's great news. I'm watching the numbers rolling in. Oh, we've got a winner. Not only did King Kenneth call 20, he said a natural 20. And indeed, I rolled a natural 20. Very rare. King Kenneth, you sly devil, you nailed it. Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. Spend it wisely. All right. The Black Blade again says, positivity for me is like sobriety. I have to take it day by day. But you do. And I commend you for that, good sir. Blackwell Disco says, it's 17:17, and I can finally start the show. I wish your show was longer so I can catch it when I get to work. Also, I can't wear my mask because it's a class 4 felony. Food for thought. I don't understand. Okay. I'm not sure. I have no idea. Akeem, no, it doesn't come with balloons. I'm sorry. Robert Wilde says, I'm 6 on the like, LOL. Have a blessed night and life doing what you love, and thanks for all you do for us. Going to send you something weird, space-related. I like space stuff, so I'm probably going to enjoy it. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that and your support. It's fantastic. Let's see here. Sect and Sightsee Gaming says, to quote the only line of text on a Masonic pocket watch I have, lend a helping hand, love your fellow man. Love is the key. Yes, love. Spread love, right? Not hate. Spread love. Someone said something about, for someone who doesn't like to talk about hate, he sure seems to be, it's like, you think I'm spreading hate over here? No, man. I'm over here spreading love. I'm trying to tell everyone to love, not hate. That's the key. That's what we got to do. We got to love. Love each other. Stop the hate. Gosh. Villarreal says, I experience racism from all races, and I'm not white. Racism is not exclusively a white thing. Well, you know that, Villarreal, and I know that. But mainstream media is convincing the consumers of mainstream media that that's not the real thing. So, Mark Robichaud says, can't be racist to Australians. We don't care. Well, good for you. I wish more people shared that sentiment. Jeez. Metastep says, first time super chat. I got called racist for calling someone out on their racism. Keep up the good work, Adam. Your music makes me weep. Wow, thank you so much, Metastep. That's a huge compliment. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And that's a shame, dude. you should be able to. Thanks for doing that. Stepping up and calling people out on racism is amazing. We need more people doing that. Like, hey, that's racist. No, it's not. You're the racist for calling me racist. It's like, no. Call it what it is. All right. Mark G. Marks of the worlds unite. The world shall be ruled by Marxism. Markism. Excuse me. Not Marxism. Markism. Okay. Whew, big difference. Huge difference. Sorry. That's not what I meant. It's Markism. Mark Robershaw says, kangaroo meat is very tough, but delicious. Okay. I tried ostrich once. I never had kangaroo. Yeah. Arcadian Twilight said, the politicians and media call racism when whites did it. Blame racism or ban guns when they don't. Never speak of the drugs most mass shooters are on. Exactly, Arcadian Twilight. Right. Maybe they are mentally messed up from the prescription drugs they're on, because no one talks about that most of them are on some crazy prescription drugs. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing too that we need to think about. Let's see, the man behind the screen says, I hope you're well, Adam. Here's some whiskey money. Speaking of comics, uploaded the latest Phoenix Rising on Webtoon last Saturday, almost 3 years running. Nice, Oz, that's great news. Very cool. Check it out, Phoenix Rising out there on Webtoon. Terry McHugh says, Adam, go check out a YouTube called Astrum. He makes great space-based content. Just dropped a one-hour video on the Mars rover Opportunity. Very cool. All right. All right on. Astrum. Just wanted to check that out after the show. I'll check it out. Thank you. Mark Robershaw says, has anyone seen the YouTube video Goofy's Trial? I have not. I have not. Let's see here. Point Curation says, the art you showed the other day wasn't mine. More is coming. Create art, bring beauty into the world. All. Yes. Thank you, other artists, for making that art. Yes. I don't know who sent this, actually, but it is cool. Actually, hold on. It was Christopher Hughes, I believe, who sent me that art. Thank you very much, Christopher. And yeah, Point, I'm looking forward to seeing what you bring. Chrissy says, how about Kirgler Coffee logos on cufflinks? It's a good logo, isn't it? Oh, I got it right here. Check it. So I put one of my stickers on my cuff. You know, maybe just shameless self-promotion every time I take a drink. I mean, that would make pretty good cufflinks, right? I mean, that's not bad. That's not bad. Not really my thing, though. Dressing up. Yeah, who knows? Maybe on a beanie, you know, Krigler Coffee on a beanie. That might be a thing. Let's see here. Blackwell Disco says, sorry to explain. I can't wear my mask because I'm armed. That is a class 4 felony. Okay, now I'm starting the show from the beginning. All right, well, thank you, Blackwell. I appreciate that. And for your support, going back to watch it over again. Appreciate that. And I'm assuming by the time you get here, you will still be working. Thanks for super chatting just to explain that. I appreciate that. And, well, that's kind of nice then, not having to wear a mask, huh? Because I guess if you're armed, you have to have your face shown. Allison says, restaurant near me sometimes does kangaroo steak. Tastes like a less gamey veal. Has a great spicy blackberry sauce. Ooh, blackberry sauce. A spicy blackberry sauce. See, that's where my ears are like, or my stomach, maybe. I don't know. Whatever it is. Mark Robershaw says, crocodile has urine. Has a urine aftertaste. Oh, God. Cool. Thanks for that knowledge. Wow. Daniel says, great show today, Adam. Actually had a chance to see it all. Oh, River Horse. What up, River Horse? For those who don't know, River Horse is a constant supporter of me and my boy, Fernk, who joins me playing video games on my Twitch channel, which I go live around, I don't know, somewhere between 9 and 10, usually around 10, though, and it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, Susanna, I got you covered. We're all good, and you will, you don't have to bother anyone anymore. We got you covered, and it's on the way, Susanna. So, don't worry. We got you. All right. Well, that is the show, everyone. Thank you all so much for hanging out. You guys have, there's so many people hanging out right now. Smash the like button if you haven't. Please subscribe if you also haven't. And please share the video if you feel I deserve a share. This spin is for all of you. We got one more. Craig Mata says, I thought you'd find this funny. My brother had a talk with to stop sending him memes, showing him the hypocrisy in what he believes in. he was asking you, please stop proving my thought process wrong. Good for you, Craig. Keep it up. Don't ever stop. Please don't stop. Don't do it. Don't stop. Oh, my pleasure, Susanna. All right, everybody. I will see you tomorrow on Atomcast IRL or maybe later on my Twitch channel. All right. Good night, everybody. See you next time.
Please smash the like button for Atomcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.